Alice Anthony. The family of Alice Anthony of Moose Jaw, SK is sad to announce her passing on Tuesday, April 1, 2025, at the age of 98 years. Alice was born on March 18, 1927, the youngest of four children born to James and Eliza Sutton. She grew up on a farm, together with her siblings, in the Archive District, southwest of Moose Jaw. She attended Brooksfield School and in her adolescence years contracted tuberculosis and was sent to the sanatorium in Fort Qu'Appelle, SK, where she stayed for a little over 2 years. She later moved into Moose Jaw as a young woman and shared a place with her brother and sister, then began working at Eaton's in the grocery department. She enjoyed this work but unfortunately, she was struck again with TB in her early 20s and returned to Fort Sam for almost another 2 years. Alice enjoyed music, dancing, and as was custom at the time, enjoyed attending the nearby community socials where she square danced and fell in love with George Anthony, whom she married in August 1953. They farmed south of Moose Jaw near what used to be Buttress in the Baildon district and there they raised their three children. In addition to being a jack of all trades on the farm and baking for community events, Alice became involved in the Moose Jaw Farmers Market, taking baking, crocheted items, and other handmade treasures to the market for sale. She was recognized for her administrative contribution towards the market receiving provincial recognition for 25 years of cooperative service. Alice and George farmed together for nearly 54 years until George's passing in 2007. Alice continued to stay on the farm for as long as she was able, spending increasingly more time at her son James's farm. In 2023, Alice moved into Chateau Street Michaels in Moose Jaw. She was predeceased by many loved ones, most notably her husband, George Anthony, father and mother, James and Eliza Sutton, brother, James and his wife Lorna Sutton, brother, Richard Sutton, sister, Marjorie and her husband John Scott, infant sister, Margaret Sutton, daughter-in-law, Valerie Anthony, grandson, Jeremy Anthony, great-grandson, Tyler Rusk, nephews, Bob and Rick Sutton, as well as other family members. Alice is survived by her sons, James Anthony and Terry, Pam, Anthony, daughter, Helen, Gary, Dombowski, grandchildren, Tina Rusk, Trent Anthony, Mark, Alicia, Anthony, Darren Anthony, Dustin Anthony, Heather Good, Lauren Dombowski, and Sarah, Craig, Dombowski Baden, 13 great-grandchildren and 4 great-great-grandchildren, niece, Wendy, Phil, Crescentier, nephews, George, Diane, Sutton, John, Janet, Sutton, and Wally Scott, Rick Sutton's wife, Eleanor, as well as numerous other family members. Alice will be remembered for all her talents including her famous butter tarts, fudge, crocheted doilies, knitted afghans, quilts, fierce cribbage games, carpentry work, and MacGyvering, but mostly for her beautiful smile as she delivered unwavering love, support, and generosity to her family. We would like to thank all the workers and caregivers at Chateau Street Michaels who offered kindness, loving care and friendship to Alice during her residency. The family would also like to thank the paramedics that came and attended to Mom in her final hours. A celebration of Alice's life will be held on Saturday, June 7, 2025 at 11 a.m. in the Harvey Room at Moose Jaw Funeral Home. Celebrant Dave Foley will officiate and a private family interment will take place at Sunset Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, please think of Alice when the flowers bloom in spring. Arrangements are entrusted to Moose Jaw Funeral Home, 268 Mulberry Lane. Andrew Pratt, Funeral Director 306-693-4550 www.moosejawfuneralhome.com